Blue eyes crying in the rain.
Hello, everybody out there in farm country. This radio commentary is brought to you by the National Corn Growers Association and Crop Life America. They are all friends, supporters, and allies of a healthy farm economy in prosperous rural America. And now for today's commentary. I am encouraged. I think that we have some pretty strong voices in the Trump administration speaking out in support of agriculture. Our strongest voice comes from Secretary of Agriculture Sonny Perdue. He said, after meeting with 75 senators, that their number one, two, three priorities were trade, trade, and trade. And Perdue said, the good news is that I'm a grow-it-and-sell-it kind of guy. Well, I like that. I think Perdue has the president's ear on trade. Now, it looks to me like we'll be able to get our U.S. trade ambassador, Robert Lighthizer, confirmed next week. And I know him from the Reagan years. He'll be a strong supporter of our industry. The president finds it time to trash more job-restricting regulations every day. Illegals trying to come across the border have dropped by three-fourths. Also, refugees trying to come to the United States have fallen by nearly as much. But that brings me to the subject of labor for our farms and agriculture. That's a concern and will be a subject for another week. Okay, today I want to talk about a moth. The diamondback moth. The diamondback moth is the most serious pest of brassica crops such as cabbage, broccoli, and so forth. Vegetables in California, Florida, Texas, many other states. A field test at Cornell University to find a solution are approved by USDA. We may have an answer to that. Perhaps genetic engineering can come to the rescue, and here's how it could work. Male moths are genetically engineered. Then they're released to mate with female moths. But because the males have been genetically engineered, their offsprings die before they reach adulthood. And so, the number of moths that can damage crops are drastically reduced. And we won't have to spray chemicals to kill them either. And that's the same way GE is being tested to cut the mosquito population that causes Zika virus. What opportunities might be within our reach? We can only imagine. Genetic engineering, new science at work, this is just the beginning. Until next week, I am John Block from Washington.